Okay. Well, I'm excited to be here and starting with these sessions as a group. And it's just so, I'm so grateful that you're showing up. So thank you for being present and taking these steps to learn how to consciously create and to invite the devas in your lives. So first of all, I'd like to say that usually when I invite a managing deva in, it's more of a sensing and feeling the energy. But today, the managing deva showed herself and was just encompassing us into her. It looked like there might have been wings, or the energy patterns were like wings, and she was enfolding us all into her wings. It was so beautiful and comforting, and you know. So now let's call in the air devas, the sylphs, for just get settled in and call in the air devas for mental activity and perception. Just invite them in. And then the fire devas, salamanders, for intuition and creativity. And then the water devas, the undines, for emotional depth and clarity. And then the earth devas, the gnomes, for grounding the beauty and the bounty of nature in our lives. And I'd like you to consider your thoughts and feelings and attitudes about finances. How do you think about money and personal economy, abundance and wealth, and just control of your resources? Healthy habit patterns regarding money permit healthy circulation of prosperity energy. And money, like everything else, is energy, and your outward financial state is a manifestation of your internal perceptions of values. If you have persona patterns or karmic tags that include greed or hoarding or clutter, or even perhaps an open-ended gush of money moving through your business, book an IST session is a good suggestion to improve your relationship with finances. You can book IST sessions with me or others at crystalhughes.com. Click on the More button and select Crystal Recommends. There's a few people there that do IST sessions. So prosperity is not a static and measurable mass. It's a creative process. And we need to come to the realization of what would be truly valuable in our lives and then put it into motion, because energy follows thought. And there's plenty of resources to go around. There's plenty for everyone. So be in a place of gratitude and generosity, and prosperity would be more inclined to follow. So I hope you filled in your worksheets. And before we get started, do you have any questions about the process itself or the worksheet? Hit star 2 to raise your hand or type in the question in the Q&A box. And I'll go and check the Q&A box. Uh-oh, it's freezing. Okay. Can you hear me? Deb, you mentioned there's no sound. Is this still the case? All right, let me go on the phone. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Deb typed in that she couldn't hear.
Yeah, this is Angie. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Thank you. Maybe because we got a late start. Okay. Well, so do any of you have any questions about the process before we get going, or your wording on your worksheets or any of that sort of thing? Okay. Check the tune, and I'll refresh this time. All right. So let's get started. As in most meditation practices, it's important to start your session in the present moment with your awareness inside your body and your body grounded to the earth and your heart open and aligned with your higher self and God, Goddess. So get comfortable, get settled in your seat, and close your eyes, and take a few deep cleansing breaths. Just release the tensions of your day. Just breathe out those tensions and relax your body and calm your emotions and become mentally focused on only your soul's desire and what it is you want to create today regarding finances. And through this whole process, remember to keep breathing. Breathe in that prana. Okay. And now imagine switching your brain into the neutral position from your left brain or right brain, wherever you're at, just switch it into neutral. And bring all of your awareness down into your heart space. Opening the doors of your heart, step inside your heart space, inside the sacred space of your heart, and onto the Christ consciousness grid, also known as the golden grid of manifestation, and understand that this matrix is the fabric of the universe and connected to all things. And listen to the sound of your heartbeat and get into its rhythm, matching the vibration of your heartbeat with the pulse of the universe. And with your creative imagination, see, feel, sense yourself connected to the golden grid. And notice that the grid has a convergence point running through your heart space. A vertical line of golden light comes down through the top of your head, moving through your heart space all the way down through your body and into the earth and beyond. And one of the horizontal line comes from the front of your body through your heart space and out the back. And another horizontal line comes from one side of your body through your heart space and out the other side. You are now connected to the golden grid and supported by this divine structure. And recognize yourself as your soul self. You are the conscious soul incarnate within your group unit and your group unit of energy bodies and physical body and all the elementals and devas that make up your vehicle. You are connected with God Goddess and standing in a position of unity with everyone and everything in the universe. And call all of your awareness back to you inside your body and bring it all the way down below the eyebrow level behind the eyes, in front of the spine, into your central channel, going all the way down to the base of your spine. And at the base of your spine, allow the energy to flow in and through your legs and into your feet and your toes. Just keep your energy inside your body and ground yourself to the earth using a substantial grounding cord. Send your grounding cord down from your root chakra, locking it into that ball of light in the middle of the earth. And bring up and put into motion around you and your aura a golden vortex of energy from the ball of light at the center of the earth and spin it in a counterclockwise direction to whisk away any lower level emotions and thoughts that you're willing to let go of for your highest good. Spin it faster and faster. Spin it fast enough that it acts like a vacuum and send down any lower level emotions and energies to be transmuted into that ball of light. Just let everything go that you don't need. And now call in your wise one team, any angels, guides, ascended masters, any of the higher frequency beings, with the intent to help you with this process for your highest good and the highest good of all. And I want you to understand that finances aren't just a masculine dollar and cents position. It's all about the feminine too, and circulation throughout your energetic bodies. And as you consider your bill folder or your bill drawer, I have a drawer, release all of the old attitudes regarding those old debt patterns and mental constructs and how money might be evil, or perhaps how your self-esteem and self-love are tied into your financial state. Just let those go. Release them, and release your fears, any anger, any negative thoughts about people who have money. And release anything blocking you from opening up your financial state to divine circulation, to abundance and prosperity. Just let everything go that's blocking you. And send all of that down into the ball of light to be transmuted. And embrace any karmic lessons that you can while letting go of those thought patterns and emotions. Just get the lesson from it and release all that stuff. And standing in alignment with divine, along a golden beam of beautiful light, bring into your body an energetic field, love and grace and ease, especially regarding finances. And now visualize a golden spiral staircase before you. And take the spiral staircase up one complete full spiral. And with each step, you're raising your vibration. With each step, you're infused with heightened anticipation. And as you move up, you complete the spiral and you notice that there's a golden door at the top of the stairs. Open the golden door. Step over the threshold onto the golden grid of the etheric plane. And now imagine from the Earth's etheric field, bring up Divine Mother's energy to nourish all the devas that are you. Bring Divine Mother's energy up through your Earth Star Chakra just below your feet and notice the feel of the energy as you bring it up through your feet and up through your legs. And as the energy flows to your root chakra at the base of your spine, the energy spins your chakra, clearing out the old energy and charging it up. And as it starts spinning, just release anything in that chakra, any old gunk or anything that's blocking, and just spin it and activate it and charge it up. And Divine Mother's energy continues to move up your spine through the central channel to your sacral chakra just below your belly button, spinning it and charging and releasing anything that's in that chakra, and spin it faster and faster. And remember to breathe through this whole process. Bring in that prana. And now allow the energy to flow through your body up to your stomach, your power center chakra spinning and activating and charging and releasing. And you're building up your vibration. And as it moves to your heart chakra, igniting your passion, spin that chakra. Just spin it faster and faster and release any of the old stuff that's in there that you need to let go of. charging it up. And the energy continues to flow up to your throat chakra, spinning and charging, releasing. It's raising your vibration, letting go of the stuff, charging up your chakras. And now allow yourself to feel more of the energy and the power flowing through the grid and rushing through the grid and activating and opening your third eye chakra, spinning and activating, charging. And the energy continues rushing through the grid to the top of your head, to your crown chakra, spinning it. Spin it fast. And then up to your soul star chakra. And from your soul star chakra, connect up with divine source. And imagine the divine source energy coming through your soul star chakra above your head and through your crown chakra. And allow the divine energy to come down your vertical channel, flowing through your body, through your heart space, through your root chakra, down and out your feet to nourish the earth. And your energy won't be depleted because we're flowing divine energy, not your personal energy. So open up that flow like you'd open a faucet full blast and expand your vertical channel to at least just outside your physical body. And let this divine energy nourish everything within you, that soul, and bask in it and breathe. And what energy you don't use will just nourish the earth, so nothing is wasted. And we're nourishing the earth, too. So let that flow a moment. And now imagine that as these energies meet in your heart, you're uniting with Divine Father and Divine Mother, and they're blessing you and filling you with their love. And you're in gratitude to them. You are a brilliant beacon of the Divine Father and the Divine Mother's love. And imagine that your heart is golden and it's beating with the rhythm of the universe. And allow the two energies to flow out your horizontal heart channel and onto the golden grid, charging up the grid. And now imagine a containment field or orb on the golden grid. And if your orb is too far away from you, bring it closer so that it's in front of you. And connect with the orb from your heart. Imagine a possibility line or beam of light that flows from you, from your divine desire, from your heart into the orb to form a heart-to-heart connection. And connect with this orb and allow that universal pulse to align you and the orb. And we'll be using this heart-to-heart connection quite a bit. So get a strong connection going. Make it wide. And imagine now that this orb is grounded, like your body's grounded to the earth with a grounding cord. So send a grounding cord from the orb into the earth. And notice the 3D grid inside the orb. And your orb is now connected to the grid and grounded to the earth. Now, being in the sacred space of the heart, recognize that the divine flame in the tiny space of your heart is the monadic God spark. You are divine. You are an eternal being. And this God spark creates a very powerful electromagnetic field. And within the center of your electromagnetic field is a portal to the higher frequencies or the more refined planes of existence. So imagine before you the portal, and the portal is opening now. And the portal looks like an elevator door made of golden beams of light, just like the grid. It opens up and you step inside. And bring your orb with you. Allow the golden grid elevator to take you as far as you can go, as far up in frequency that the universe wants you to go. If it helps to move yourself through space, go, you know, 30 miles above your head, but it's the frequency that you want. If it helps spin your atoms in a counterclockwise direction to raise your frequency. The whole intent here is to raise your frequency so you can use your visuals, you can use your sensual, but raise your frequency in whatever means that you can. Okay. And you ask your wise one team to help you locate the frequency needed to take you there. So you can go up that elevator and ask your wise one team to take you where the frequency plane that we need to go to. And the first stop is the spiritual plane. And stabilize yourself by matching your frequency to the frequency of the spiritual plane. And stabilize yourself just by matching that frequency. And now invite an angel or a greater deva to oversee the project today. For today's project, this is to ensure that your project is in alignment with God, Goddess, and according to divine law and order. So again, ask your wise one team to help you. Just invite in the angel. Very simple. Don't make it hard. And now, we're going to infuse your orb with spiritual qualities that are congruent with what you want to manifest regarding finances. We'll do a total of 3 qualities, but we'll do them one at a time. So take your first one and imagine a golden beam of light coming from divine source with the spiritual quality of your choice, flowing it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart, throughout your whole body, because spiritual qualities throughout your body feel good, and your spiritual field, filling it all up. Specifically, fill your heart and fill your spiritual field with this spiritual quality. Fill it up. I'll give you a moment here. Your heart and your field, your spiritual field. And now allow the energy flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb with the spiritual quality. Sound your note. Remember to sound your note to attract the devas of that specific spiritual quality so it'll match. You'll be matching. And use your om in a note you intuit as a carrier wave for your spiritual quality, and send it to your orb in a wave-like pattern, with your own, with the intent of attracting the devas to your creation. So send all of that spiritual quality that's in your heart and your spiritual field out into that orb. Om. Remember, your orb, your ohm, acts like a stabilizing factor for the devas, and it, the form coheres, right? And now witness the little light beings gathering around your orb and getting to work. Okay. So now we're going to work on the second spiritual quality. So imagine a golden beam of light coming from the divine source with the spiritual quality, your second spiritual quality, and flowing it through your soul star chakra, through your crown chakra, into your heart, and throughout your spiritual field, filling it all the way up. And now allow the energy to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb with the spiritual qualities while sounding your note and attracting the devas of that specific spiritual quality. And use your ohm, sending it out, the wave pattern. With the intent of attracting the devas. And witness the little beings as they're magnetized to your orb with that quality, kind of mixing with the other ones. And now for the third one. If you don't have three, you could just repeat the first or the second or whatever. And so now imagine a golden beam of light coming down from divine source with the third spiritual quality flowing through your soul star chakra, through your crown chakra, into your heart space, and into your spiritual field, filling it all the way up. And allow the energy to flow from your orb, flow to your orb from your heart-to-heart connection, from your heart, from your spiritual field, infusing your orb with the spiritual quality, and sounding your note, attracting the devas. Fill up that orb with all of the spiritual quality. Use your ohm as a stabilizer. You don't have to sound it out loud if it makes you feel uncomfortable, but make sure you use your throat center with the intent that, for the devas to cohere. And then witness them. Witness the devas around your orb. They're forming the spiritual field of your orb. And you're aligned with divine source, your orb is going to be divine, aligned with divine source, with those spiritual qualities. Okay, so finish up. And now next, you want to define your creation for the devas, to let them know what its purpose is. And to make it clear so the devas understand what exactly it is that you want. So you ask your higher self or wise one team to help you drop your frequency slightly and to take you to the heart of the mental plane. Take the golden grid elevator down to the mental plane, or just release a little of your frequency. And then focus on the mental concept that is congruent with your spiritual qualities. But imagine what it's like, see it and know it, and let the devas understand what it is you want, and stay focused and breathe. And detail, talk it up. This is the detail that you want the devas to define it for you. Okay. And so imagine a golden beam of light from divine source with your mental concept. Flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your mental body and your heart, filling it all up. Just talk it up. Make it a whole concept. If it helps, a higher mind type of concept, like an idea, but talk it up so it's like one whole concept. I'll give you a moment. We're only doing this once, so make it complete. If you run out of things or how to expand upon it, just repeat yourself. Just make a big intention that this is what you want. I'll give you another moment. Finish it up. Now allow the energy to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb with that mental concept. And sound your note to attract the devas of that specific mental quality to match your mental instructions. Just use your own carrier wave. Send it out to your orb in a wave-like pattern with the intent to attract the devas to your creation, to magnetize them. Sound your own. Send it all out. Take it from your mental field in your heart. And as you're doing it, witness your orb. Sense and know that the little light beings are gathering around your orb and being magnetized to it and interacting with the other little beings that gathered for your spiritual quality. Okay, you're building up the mental body of your orb. Give it another ohm. Okay, and start finalizing it. If you think of something else later on, tomorrow or whatever, you can always come back and do it again, or listen to the recording and add more. Okay, so now we want to charge your creation with high-level emotions and feeling tones that are congruent with the spiritual quality and the mental concept. So ask your higher self or wise one team to help you drop your frequency slightly to take you to the heart of the emotional plane. and imagine the golden beam of light from divine source with one of your high level emotions and flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart space and throughout your emotional body. Just fill it all up. Okay, now before sending it out to the orb, we want to remember what those emotions feel like. So go back into your memories and your experience, the feeling, tone, vibrations, right? Feel it, know it, taste it, touch it, smell. Just use all your sensual acuities and make it intense. For this is for the Deva's benefit to co-create with you, so make it strong. This is the charge. This will help charge it up. So remember what that emotion feels like. Just feel it throughout your body. Charge up those emotions that are in your heart and your emotional body with those tones. As intense as you can make it. And now, allow the emotions and feeling tones to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb, sounding your note with the intention of attracting the Devas with that specific emotional quality and feeling tones. Send it all out. Charge up your orb. And while we're finishing that up, witness your orb and sense and know that the more the little light beings are interacting with other devas in a flurry of activity as they build your creation for you. Just witness it. They're building the emotional body of your creation. Okay, finish that one up and we'll do another one. Okay, and now imagine a golden beam of light from divine source with the second high level emotion of your choice and flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, and into your heart space and your emotional body. Just bring that all in and fill it all up to the brim. And now remember what those emotions feel like. Go back into your memories and your experience for the feeling tone vibrations. And use your sensual acuities and just make it intense. Bring in those vibrations and just charge up that emotion in your heart and in your field, emotional field. And allow those emotions and feeling tones to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb and sounding your note and attracting the devas to your creation. Just let it flow and own it. and witness your orb. And while you're finishing up that, we'll go for one more. So now imagine a golden beam of light from divine source with the third high-level emotion and flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, and into your heart and into your emotional field, emotional body. Just fill it up. This is the third one, the last one we'll do for now. And then remember back to your memories and experience for the feeling tone, vibration of that emotion. Just feel it, know it, and taste it, and touch it. Make it intense. This is the charge. Just send it out to your orb, heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb, sounding your note. That om helps it cohere, pulling it all together. And once again, witness your orb. Okay, and finish that up. Okay, next, you want to invite the managing Deva in to hold the blueprint for your creation and to direct the lesser Devas in their work to build this creation for you. So ask your higher self, wise one team, to help you drop your frequency slightly and take you to the heart of the physical etheric plane. And that's kind of where we started with the elevator. So you're back to that space, and you have your orb filled with your intent, your spiritual qualities, a mental concept, and emotion and feeling tone. And imagine your creation as a whole. It's complete and becoming alive with the possibility and the probability of the creation in its totality with a spiritual body, a mental body, an emotional body. What does that feel like? Make it real. Just feel into that. Just understand it's a whole now. It's complete. And let the feelings flood your body, flow through your heart space, flow into your whole body and energetic field. Let those feelings charge up the grid. Charge up your orb with all you have done. And getting into a place of responsibility for co-creating this divine idea, your desire, this new entity. And allow for any adjustments and shifts and expansions to you and your orb. Right? And asking your wise one team for assistance, call in a Deva to manage the lesser Devas and to see your creation to the end with manifestation in the physical dimension with your higher self as being your liaison with this managing Deva. Just ask. And imagine a big, beautiful being of light with organized patterns of energy. This managing Deva is interacting with the little beings, bringing order to your creation. Just sound your note 3 times now. Remember, the Om helps everything cohere. Use your intent. Okay, so far, your creation is just connected to you through your heart-to-heart connection using your energy. To allow the managing deva to connect to pure source and earth energy, your soul self is the acting hierophant adjusting the energy for you. So maintaining your heart-to-heart connection with your orb, imagine a channel with a golden beam of light flowing from divine source through your soul star chakra above your head and flowing to the topmost center point of your orb. Just imagine that channel going from source to your soul star chakra to the topmost center point of your orb. Okay. And imagine a channel and flow that energy. It's going to flow that energy, right? Flow the divine source energy through that channel. And now, imagine a channel flowing from the heart of the earth through your earth star chakra below your feet to the bottommost center point of your orb. From the heart of the earth to your earth star chakra to the bottommost center point of your orb. And then flow the divine, the source energy from the earth. Flow that energy for the devas. This is for the devas. Okay. Flow them both. Flow the source energy to the top and the earth energy to the bottom. Okay, and the circuits are now complete, creating an energy field between you and your creation. And now see your orb as planted in universal soil in the grid. And I want you to fully associate and animate your manifested reality with all of your senses, feeling into your golden heart and raising your passion pulse, resonating with the universal pulse, and creating a strong constitution of truth in your body. Know it as realized. Synthesize your whole body being. Everything is readjusting. Everything is reorienting to this new truth, this new constitution. You're experiencing it as done. And now, sound out your note to the world 3 times with the intent to announce its birth. Sounding it 3 times. And you know that all the people that are supposed to be involved or seeing your creation, they're resonating, and whoever is supposed to be there with you, jump into your experience with you, and they're connecting on the grid and they're aligning with you, and the devas are organizing and creating synchronicities and supplying the matter, the means, and the range of action. And realize you are in your divine rhythm. You may sense the membrane surrounding your orb. It could be splitting open or falling away, or, you know, your creation is beaming its light out through your ring of influence and beyond. And it's sounding its note and creating and calling in all cooperating devas to help make your desire manifest. Those devas are creating for you. Okay, now it's time to turn our attention to other things and let them do their work and come back down the staircase. And you can bring a lot of that energy back to you, you know, just come all the way back down to here in this room, in this space, all the way back to now. And let's get into a place of gratitude and give thanks to all the devas involved, our Wise One team, all the divine beings on all levels of love and light and power and service that participated in the process. And let's say thank you to all the wisdom and the grace, all of the light. Thank you for this opportunity to receive and allow this energy of creation to fill us and our soul's desire. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And dropping down the vortex around you, sending it down, burning up any residual lower level energy into the ball of light in the center of the earth. Just drop the vortex and bring up. See it all burned up down there, and then bring up at the purified energy to the golden sun above your head and qualify the reclaimed energy with high-level emotions. And you can use some that you use today even. And turning the reclaimed energy back or into a golden liquid gel and filling up your body with that golden liquid gel. Allow the golden source energy to seep into yourself and saturate yourself with all the spaces. And let it overflow from your heart into your energetic field, filling up your aura below your feet, all the way around your body, and taking up all the space of your aura and expanding it to where you're feeling a little bit of resistance. And flipping on your light switch, lighting up your boundaries and illuminating your whole body and being. If you use deflector mirrors, put them up. Call all your energy back to you from me and recalibrate yourself. And open your eyes and bring your awareness back to your room and wiggle your fingers and toes and stretch and whatever it is you do to get back into the now moment. And then breathe and smile. Okay. Whew. And I know this group already knows this, but I'd like to remind you that as personas show themselves to you regarding finances, that you integrate them to make sure you can move through any challenges with grace and ease and replace any negative thoughts and emotions with positive ones that are in alignment with what you have created today regarding finances, replace them. And you can bolster the qualities that you put into place or even present new ones to expand upon your creation. Just remember to include the devas and the appropriate frequency that you're trying to bolster or present new. You can re-listen to this recording, or if you got the concept, just remember to raise your frequency to the plane that you need to be on to attract the appropriate devas. And next week we'll be working on relationships. And this can be with your beloved or family members or your higher self or just people in general. And print out and fill in a new worksheet. Okay. Star 2 to raise your hand or type in your question if you have any questions. Okay. Hi, Angie.
Hi. That was beautiful, Lynn. I'm going to go through it again when I can really sit and just be with it. But it was a great process. So with that process, like, are there any devas or anything around me that I need to know for, like, when I go through the process again? Is there anything that it's wanting to come through?
Fire. I'm getting fire.
Fire.
The salamander. Yeah, the salamanders. Usually fire. The fire devas help you to transmute.
Okay. So I just need to call in the fire devas more.
Yeah.
Or stronger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Help. They help transmute. One of their big things to do is to take rotting stuff and transmute it. It's like that process we do with the vortexing and taking it down and burning up any additions to the original blueprint, right? And it takes it back to its original blueprint. That's kind of what we're doing with that vortex, sending it down into the fire
right.
of the earth. And removing any add-ons that extensions that our concepts, our mental concepts or emotions have added to the original energy. And so it takes it back to its pristine state and allows us to create anew with it. So and I'm not sure if it's because you have blocks or there's anything, but I'm getting more of the sense that you need to learn to work with it.
Learn to work with it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and commanding it more, perhaps in a more creative way. It's also fire devas are good for intuition and creativity.
Okay.
Creativity, because it takes it back to its pristine state, and therefore you're able to create anew without having to use energy that already has stuff attached to it, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So take whatever it is you're creating back to the pristine state. Don't try and recreate if it's already got stuff on it.
Okay. Okay, I'll go with that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to go to the Q&A and refresh because I forgot to do that last time. I hope, Deb, that you were able to hear me. Okay. Okay, is that it? Anyone else? And like I said, next week we'll be doing the relationship one. Don't think it just has to be about your beloved. I mean, relationship can be to anything, really. I mean, it would be good to perhaps use other people in it, but relationships in general just mean a communication with. It can be with your higher self. It can be with the divine, your communication, your relationship to the divine, to your intuition, to your higher self, or just people in general. So once again, fill out your worksheets. And, God, I hope to see you all next week. So thank you for all showing up and doing the process, and I just hope to see you again next week. So cheers.